Hi, and welcome to the Go to Grow podcast with your fellow nature lovers at orchardsnearme.com. We share a passion for living outdoors. Whether it's easy mindful exercises or foraging for foods we love, we hope that you were inspired to create your own journey along the way. How great is it that I get to talk to you from anywhere in the world? I'm currently sitting in my house in Dublin, Ireland, and this week we are going to talk a little bit about Celtic tree signs. The stars we are familiar with today come from ancient Greek times, and it is a way of us understanding our place in the natural world. Maybe reading your horoscope provides you with a welcome boost in positivity, or knowing a few of your key personality traits gives you that extra stream of confidence. Whatever your reason, it is nice to know that you share it with others. Did you know that farmers use the skies as a calendar, using the Farmer's Almanac calendar to read the pattern of the seasons from the sky? Also, travellers use the skies as a compass. The first compass was developed by the Chinese in the 2nd century BC, but used for geomancy and fortune telling, not for navigation. The astronomer Ptolemy recorded the 12 signs that we know today and promoted them in his book. For centuries, astronomy and astrology were considered the same thing, as both involved the study of the planets. After the 17th century, the study of astronomy became more and more scientific as Newton popularised his theory of gravitivity. There was a renewed appreciation for the zodiac in the age of Aquarius in the 60s and 70s. Psychologist Graham Tyson found that people used astrology under conditions of high stress. This doesn't mean that a person believes what is written about their sign, but it could be related to the fact that our lives are so stressed and busy, we find horoscopes to be a manageable way of making sense of the immediate future. In a sense, this may give some structure to an otherwise disorganized society where we are overloaded with information, facts, stats, and what science is and isn't. Each star allows us to be a little different from the other, but also part of a community. Knowing that there are many more like-minded Aquarius people out there gives me some hope. In addition, it holds enough mystery that we can elaborate on our general characteristics and create our own narratives. Everyone knows their sun sign, even if you aren't a horoscope fan. This is based on where the sun was on your birthday. But have you heard of the Celtic tree signs? Let's break down the Celtic tree signs a bit further. If you were born between December 24th and January 20th, then you are the achiever of the tree signs, and your symbol is the birch tree. If you were born in the month of the birch, you probably have a fresh and unusual outlook on life. People born under this Celtic tree astrology sign tend to be highly driven and are always full of zeal and ambition. They always want more and try to reach new horizons and expand their knowledge. The birch signs can brighten a room with their smile and quickly charm other people. This sign is compatible with the vine and willow signs that we will discuss later. If you were born between the dates of January 21st and February 17th, you are a rowan tree, aka the thinker. Rowan is the philosophical sign of the Celtic zodiac. People born under this Celtic tree astrology sign tend to be keen-minded visionaries with creative thoughts and high ideals. They tend to be aloof and often feel like other people don't understand them. However, the rowan signs are full of energy and devotion and are passionate when it comes to persuasion. If you are born between February 18th and March 17th, then you are the ash tree, aka the enchanter. Free thinkers are born under the ash Celtic tree astrology sign. They possess vivid imagination, intuition, and their second nature is to be artists. They can see the world crystal clear, but have the tendency to be moody and withdrawn at times. Don't think that they have some sort of bipolar disorder. It's all due to the fact that their inner world is constantly moving and changing. These enchanters from the ash sign are drawn towards art, writing, spiritual matters, and even science. If you were born between March 18th and April 14th, you are known as the trailblazer, the elder tree. Those born under the elder sign are natural pathfinders. They have the ability to move people and quickly gain followers to their cause. The elders have a way with words, mingle easily, and people love to be around them. They possess a mystic charisma, confidence and strong self-faith. Other character traits include a good focus on goals and ideas, and they can't tolerate fluff. Those born between April 15th and May 12th are the Willow, the observer of the group. According to the Celtic horoscope, people born under this sign hold many aspects of the lunar realm. They tend to be highly creative and intuitive, and often possess a higher IQ. Willow signs understand cycles and know very well that everything that happens in your life can teach you a lesson. This Celtic tree astrology sign is patient and down to earth, and a good match with ivy and birch signs. If you are born between May 13th and June 9th, then you are the Hawthorn tree, the illusionist. Just like Gemini in the Western astrology, the Hawthorn from the Celtic astrology isn't all that it appears to be. Their exterior world can be completely different from their inner landscape, and they can show a new side to you each day. If you hang out with the Hawthorn signs too often, you'll see that they put the term "never judge a book by its cover" to the test. They have this never-ending drive for creativity, and they're always full of energy and curiosity. This sign from the Celtic horoscope can adapt to any situation and can be both good listener and give inspiring speeches. If you're born between June 10th and July 7th, you are the stabilizer of the group, the oak tree. The Celtic druids knew that when the child was born under the oak sign, it would possess a special gift of strength. People from this Celtic tree astrology sign become protectors of the weak and speak for those who don't have a voice. They are generous, helpful, and gentle. The oaks have a deep understanding of history and ancestry, and maybe that's the reason why many of them become teachers. If you are born between July 8th and August 4th, you are the holly tree, the ruler of the group. The noble one among the Celtic tree astrology signs is the holly. Those born under this sign are natural leaders and easily acquire power and higher status. They can effortlessly tackle the hardest tasks and often possess rare skills and tact. The holly is always set to reach its goals and can be too competitive and ambitious at times. This tree sign brims with confidence, kindness and compassion. If you're born between August 5th and September 1st, you are the knower of the group, the hazel tree. When a person is born under the energy of the hazel, he or she becomes highly intelligent, organized and excels in the classroom. Just like the holly, this Celtic tree sign is naturally gifted when it comes to knowledge. They possess the ability to recite and recall information, which sometimes makes them appear as know-it-alls. However, you can't blame the hazel for being naturally smart. This clever sign pairs well with the Hawthorn and Rowan signs. If you were born between September 2nd and September 29th, you are the equalizer, the vine tree. The vine is another shapeshifter of the Celtic astrology. This is due to the fact that people born under this sign are born with autumnal equinox. This makes them unpredictable, contradictive and often indecisive. They can see the good and bad in each story, which makes it hard for them to pick a side. However, they are always sure when it comes to their taste in food, wine, music and art, as they have a soft spot for guilty pleasures. If you were born between September 30th and October 27th, you are the ivy tree, the survivor. The ivy Celtic tree sign is blessed with the ability to overcome at all odds and can survive in any situation. People born under the energy of the ivy are loyal, compassionate and have a sharp intellect. Life may be unfair to them at times, but they endure the troubles with soulful grace. They can be drawn to the spiritual world and their faith is deeply rooted. Ivy signs are charming and soft-spoken. If you are born between October 28th and November 24th, you are the inquisitor of the group, the reed. The one that keeps secrets between the three signs of the Celtic horoscope is the reed. This sign can dig deep to find the real meaning of things and discover the truth. People born under this sign love a good story, gossip and scandals. This makes them perfect historians, journalists, detectives and archaeologists. They have the ability to find the core of things and strip every layer of a story. However, they tend to be a bit manipulative at times, but still have a strong sense of truth and honour. If you're born between November 25th and December 23rd, you are the seeker of the group, the Elder Tree. The last of the Celtic tree astrology pantheon is the Elder Tree. People from this sign love freedom, and others may see them as wild and untamed. The slogan of their life is live fast, always seeking thrills and adventures. They are often misunderstood and treated as outsiders, even though they are extroverts by nature. However, the elder signs can be deeply thoughtful, often very considerate of others, and love to lend a helping hand. This misjudged sign fits well with the alder and the holly signs. We loved learning about all of the Celtic tree signs. You only have to look at the stars in the evening to be inspired by nature, and long may this inspiration last. To connect with nature and join us for some fruit-loving tours, you can get in touch with our travel team at any time at info@orchardsnearme.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon.